AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President-elect Donald Trump is talking about U.S. nuclear capability in response to a remark from the Russian president.
Trump's abruptly calling for the U.S. to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. His advisors did not say what prompted the comments, but the Trump tweet came hours after Russian leader Vladimir Putin said boosting his nation's nuclear capabilities should be a military priority in 2017.
That's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani. If Trump were to seek an expansion of nuclear stockpiles, it would mark a sharp shift in U.S. national security policy. Well, the president-elect has chosen Sean Spicer to be his press secretary. Another familiar name from the campaign will have a post in the White House. The AP's Mark Smith reports Kellyanne Conway will serve as counselor to the president.
Trump brought the 49-year-old pollster on to run his campaign in August at a time it seemed to be floundering, and she quickly became a top surrogate.
He ran because he loves you. He believes in giving voice and visibility to the forgotten man and the forgotten woman.
Now Conway's the first woman ever to manage a successful White House campaign. The president-elect says in the West Wing, Conway will help shape his message, a role she's already played during the transition, where she's not only sparred often with reporters, she's earned herself a recurring role in skits on Saturday Night Live. Mark Smith at the White House.
Police in Australia have detained five men suspected of planning a series of Christmas Day bomb attacks in the heart of the country's second-largest city. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says people in Melbourne don't have to worry.
They are in custody. They are no longer a threat.
He calls the operation one of the most substantial terrorist plots that have been disrupted over the last several years. This is AP Radio News. German officials are out with more evidence that Anas Amri was behind the wheel of a truck that smashed into a Christmas market in Berlin. He is still at large. A new weight loss commercial makes it clear that the price of Weight Watchers stock is tied to Oprah Winfrey's bottom line and her waistline.
Weight Watchers' stock price soared last fall when the TV mogul bought a 10% stake in the company. But buffeted by competition from free apps and other technology that tracks food intake and exercise, shares dropped by about 50% this year. Then Weight Watchers produced a new commercial.
Since I started Weight Watchers, I've lost over 40 pounds. I can honestly tell you, I struggle no more.
And the price rose by more than 10%. Winfrey bought her stake for less than $7 a share in midday trading. It was around 12. Warren Levinson, New York.
Also from New York, word that dozens of people have been injured in a fire at a high-rise building in Manhattan's Upper West Side. Blaze broke out in a third-floor apartment. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.